for the emergency break of the week.
Former Steelers head coach and tough guy Bill Cowher is now divorced and now dating again.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Quick correction, Bill Cowher's wife passed away. They're not divorced.
Okay, moment of silence.
Passed away,
Craig.
And he's now dating again.
Way to go.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Jessica Simpson's a good example. Wasn't her clothing line that where she made all her tons of money?
The Ashley and Olsen, Mary-Kate Olsen Simpson twins, whatever they are.
What the hell did you just say?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Tick.
I forgot about that Cowher e-brake.
That was, boy.
Classic BMW brings us the emergency brake of the week. Three candidates, you get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from this very morning show. It's a man by the name of Gordon Keith.
Yes!
Now, Gordo has some favorite words, some favorite phrases. We like to call out bingo from time to time when he says sheetrock or...
I love playing Gordo
bingo. Seasoned ground beef. Well, this is another one of his words. I had never heard this word before, at least used in this context. And it came up during our tipping discussion. This is one of Gordo's favorite words, and he loves it so much that he accidentally brings it up from time to time.
That means you got to tip curbside 25% because you're tipping pickup 20%. Then curbside's 25%, and that means that if you dine in somewhere... You got to go up to 30% because you've pegged curbside.
You've pegged
curbside at 25%.
Don't do that. What
kind of restaurants are you visiting?
Yeah, that's no tip there.
But they are expending more calories coming out to your car curbside, so they should get a little.
Could be
more.
Raining. Could be really hot.
Right.
What word are you talking about? Curbside.
No, it starts with a P.
What does it end with?
Well, sometimes a G, in this case, I think D.
What?
You're talking about pegging all the time.
I don't even know what that is.
I didn't either.
Is that like docking?
And I'm still not sure what it is, actually.
Okay.
But you talk about it a lot.
Uh-huh.
And every time you say it, everyone rears up. And now, we've had several... This is like our third... incident in the last couple of months on the station. And it's because of you. You introduced this word to us all.
I don't
think so. All right, one more time.
That means you got to tip curbside 25% because you're tipping pickup 20%. Then curbside's 25%, and that means that if you dine in somewhere... You got to go up to 30% because you've pegged curbside.
you've pegged
curbside at 25%.
Don't do that. What
kind of restaurants are you visiting?
Yeah, that's no tip there. That was a double, too.
Oh, man.
On that word.
I'm hearing a radio show host just destroy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are candidate number one. Candidate number two is the guy who I think has done a really good job this week. He's back working at the ticket after retiring, Trey Mitchell. And sometimes a board operator will have a misfire. Trey had one of those this week, and it created another standoff between Trey and Junior.
Talk more about Joey Gallo in the Home Run Derby last night and the All-Star Game tonight, which will feature three Rangers coming up at 7:50. But first, let's muse in the news with Gordo. What was that for?
I thought I was clicking the applause. It was the applause.
What?
It was a misfire.
It's all right. We're fine.
Time for Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by...
What?
By D&M Auto Leasing. An All-Pro Foundation repair.
Just talk.
Don't get so thrown off. You know, that reminds me of another time when Trey played something.
Former Ranger pitcher turned Ranger broadcaster C.J. Nitkowski goes right down the pike with Bad Radio Tuesdays at 12:50 to talk about whatever pops up, baseball-wise, that is. Brought to you by Tylock George Laser Eye Care, Sunstream USA, and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
Good morning. It's 5:35 here on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. You've got the Musers on Monday morning, August 6th. We are back from Cowboys training camp in California, back at the mothership in Dallas. And on the program today, we'll talk about the Cowboys coming up at 6 o'clock. They had a scrimmage yesterday. We did miss the traditional Cowboys scrimmage at training camp, but some interesting things popped up from that scrimmage that we'll get to. And, of course, it was Hall of Fame weekend in Canton, Ohio, in the NFL, and it was a very interesting, highly decorated class that we will get into coming up around... What's that music? What is that music?
Vampire Weekend.
I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
Okay. Pulling it down. It was okay. Bed music. Usually play the bed music.
I usually play the bed that long.
Usually about a minute.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
All right.
cut that back a little bit.
Everybody awake today? Everybody with me? He played that way longer than Board Ops. All right, so we're going to talk about the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. But as Gordo said...
What's happening?
I don't know.
As Gordo said a couple weeks ago, I've given Cray-Tray the tough love that he's needed to grow
as a
broadcaster.
When did Gordon say that?
I said that you were way too harsh with him.
No, he didn't.
Oh, man. That was funny, though. I love the misfire, especially if it's a rim shot. Way to go, Cray-Tray. You made an impact. You made the list for e-breaks, as did Mike Savoy. Junior just had this liner about 20 minutes ago. This is a tough one. Signature sheet set. If you try to say that fast, it'll cross you up, and it crossed up Savoy.
A bowl and branch signature sheet set.
What?
You did it.
What?
Has someone done that yet? A bowl and branch signature...
Okay.
All right, let's all try it together. You try. Ready? Bowl and Branch signature sheet set.
No, thanks.
That is You're on your funny. Own. But it does sound soft, and I like it. 300 thread count and 100% organic cotton. So text SOFT, S-O-F-T, SOFT, to 22126 and enter to win some comfy sheets.
What kind of set is it?
Oh, this here was the Bowl and Branch signature... This item, Donnie? That's the one you're asking about?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, the Bowl and Branch signature sheet set... Try it.
I can't try
Fast.
It without
yes,
reading
you can.
It. Signature sheet set.
Well, you paused.
Yeah. I did.
Go ahead. Norm, you're the Hall of Famer.
Signature sheet set.
A little stutter in there.
I am deferring to my friend, Norm Hitzkus, the cover boy.
Try it fast, Donnie.
Signature sheet set.
You reloaded.
I did. I had to reload. That's right.
See, I think the thing that got Saroy was he's trying to be fast-talking Saroy.
Yeah.
And you can't fast-talk that phrase for sure.
Yeah, Saroy, rather than just talking at a normal pace throughout the day, he has a slow-talking deathbed Saroy.
Hey, buddy.
And then he realizes, oh, man, I got to average it out, so now I got to do fast-talking Saroy for the next hour.
All right, let's vote efficiently. We've got Jason Kidd, the Mavericks' new head coach, coming up. So let's get to it. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Let's be ready to go. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Gimme Cray-Tray.
Thank you.
Hey, right there. That's how you vote. Hi, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Welcome back, Newsers. Seabright Man. Two, three, four. You're getting packed, getting packed. Gordo, Gordo, Gordo.
Oh, I hate that song.
There's a Gordo vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal sauce, more and
more. Oh, my gosh. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
This vote for Gordon is brought to you by Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Okay.
All right, log it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I want to responsibly and humbly vote for Gordon Keith. And you guys have the most double-blessed great day you've ever had.
What?
Okay. What's going on with his phone, number one?
That was weird. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Caller, you are on the air.
What is that?
Hang on, he's not done yet.
Hey, Newsers, just out here riding Applejack. And oh no, I'm having a period. Can I vote for Soror, though? Thank
yeah,
you.
Yes.
Somebody was riding Applejack. That's one of the My Little Ponies.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Applejack. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You might not know you right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Unfortunately.
Hey, Newsers, I want to vote for the great Gordo, just you know. And y'all have a happy Modified Lobster Claw.
Bye. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and stream, which counts.
Hi, is the answer Bird Camp and Harris and June 10th?
No.
Those are early 70s A's.
Yeah, but thank you.
A Ranger
you.
In there, too.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys, it's Oliver Damon. Just wanted to reach out before I go to space and vote for my bro, Soroy.
Yeah,
thanks, dude.
It's the 18-year-old space-going guy.
Thanks, bro. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I will go with 300 count. Signature sheet.
Okay, thank you very much. Mike Soroy vote. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me the Master Pegger Gordon for the win.
Okay, yes. That is his nickname, yes. And that is a win, win, win for one Gordon Keith accidentally saying one of his favorite words.
That means you got to tip curbside 25% because you're tipping pickup 20%. Then curbside's 25%, and that means that if you dine in somewhere, you got to go up to 30% because you've pegged curbside.
You've pegged
curbside at 25%.
Do that. What
kind of restaurants are you visiting?
Yeah, that's so tip there.
But they are expending more calories coming out to your car curbside, so they should get a little.
Could be
more.
Raining. Could be really hot.
Right.
When did that term start? 90s, 80s.
What the term?
Yeah, Gordo, when did you come up with that term?
Did you come up with it?
No. I don't remember that until the teens.
Oh, really? That recent?
When I became aware of it.
Okay.
Now, it may have been going on long before then, but that's when we started having fun with it here on the ticket. When we started doing all that pegging talk.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a double of that word, so way to go. That's another win in the e-break for Gordo. How many?
87th win for the arsonist.
Yes.
He is now 34 behind Norman, the Nicaraguan nightmare Hitzkus.
Is he ahead of me? He's at 87 and I'm at 80-something,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I think he's ahead of you.
Yeah. Okay. Way to go, Gordo.
Yeah. Who's the next closest to 100? Do you have the full list?
I think
there?
It is Gordo.
Well, let's look at the standings. You have them up there?
Gordon and George are tied.
Oh, tied.
Oh, we're tied.
87-87.
Wow.
Oh.
This is a historic day.
But waited, it would be Rosengarten.
Right, yeah. Waited with the one time a week and somehow in the e-break just about every Friday. All right, there is your winner, Gordon Keith, in the emergency break of the week. Up next here in just 4 minutes, the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, Jason Kidd.